work? Am I on the air? Right? Hey? Is it happening? Is this good? Did it work? Yeah, I hope so. All right. Hey, folks. We got out here early. Creepy. Well, in about 8 seconds, my time, later your time, it'll be 6 p.m., and you are listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up next with just me. Where's David? Nah, nobody's happy. But yeah, should be a good show, right? But first, off their album, What Did You Expect from the Vaccines? It's the Vaccines with All in White. More Mascot Wedding Show coming up.
Break me on the 37th hour. Tout me, doubt me, show me all of you.
Oh, man, I'm super quiet. My own headphones. Hey, everyone. Oh, geez. Oh, so loud. Everyone's frightened. Hold on a second here. We'll switch cans. Can't start a radio show without proper cans. It's rule one of doing a radio show. Rule two is never stop talking, right? There we go. Oh, my God. So much better. You are listening. Hold on. I'll do the David startup. It is 6:05 in the p.m. and you are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. This is the Mascot Radio Show. Take it. Ugh, this is the Mascot Wedding Show. Oh my gosh. Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. I am your host for this installment, Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on the show is just the opinion of the person that said it. That would be me, I guess. And nobody else's. To start off the show, we heard The Vaccines from their hot, hot, hot new album. What Did You Expect from The Vaccines? That was All in White. I gotta say, album of the year contenders right there. I don't know if it's shot to the top. But it's up there, my friends. It's battling it out with other things. So, as you may have noticed, what's his face? David is not here. And I'd love to tell you that he's on assignment. But look, if anyone knows my co-host, David Hotta, you know he loves three things. He loves Grey's Anatomy. He loves candy. And he also loves riding on his motorcycle. And it is Rot Rally Weekend right on Texas. So somewhere David is riding out his chopper, just cruising up and down Austin, terrifying local good people. Closest thing on earth, he said, to flying. That's what he says. But you know, whatever. By the way, you can also tweet at us during the show, at Mascot Wedding. Also, there's no way you know this, and it will not affect the show in any way, but I'm also in Studio 2 today. Ooh, the smaller studio. Because ClearSpot has got some bands, or a band, sorry, or maybe bands plural, I don't know. Setting up two bands. Thank you. So, yeah. So David's not here. Apparently the Wi-Fi is not working, at least for me. And then Studio 2. Plus I'm on the 3 hour sleep, which should be an awesome show. So yeah, I'm going to need your stinking calls. So help me out. The co-op number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP, toll-free 1-888-917-5667, or tweet at us, I got the thing open, on my phone. Thank you, internet phone. Oh, how you're lovely. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about something, but let me back it up. Because back it up to something I can kind of understand. No, I don't want to phrase it that way, not that I can understand, but just shut up and listen. So, I like reading comic books. I've always read comic books, even as like a kid, you know, what do you mean even as a kid? Of course, as a kid. Read comics from a kid to where I am now, an adult with a capital A. There was never a period of time when I didn't read comic books. I know, like, you'd hear people from time to time be like, oh, I stopped reading comics when I discovered girls. If that's the case, you're using comics for something way different than what I was using for. Plus, they take like 5 seconds to read. You know, it's not like you're like constantly on the hunt, like for food or clubbing women over the head, drag them to a cave, as I'm led to believe that's the way the Civil War happened. Thank you, schools. Because, yeah, it takes 2 seconds. And so as a comic reading adult, like basically once a year, every year in some publication, there's the same article again and again and again. And that article is like, hey, comics aren't just for kids. Oh, I guess who knew? Which, I mean, it's weird that it's surprising that that is still an article that will pop up, but it is, yes. And to what I'm going to talk about today, not comics, surprisingly enough, the Alamo Drafthouse. That's a great place. And it seems like in the national media, you get, and you know, here we're in Austin, we're kind of, we're definitely sort of used to the Alamo Drafthouse. We're familiar with it and everything. Like the fact that, you know, they serve beer there, their tricks aren't a surprise to us. Tricks, whatever, trades, shrug. But yeah, but there'll be an article be like, okay, there's this crazy movie theater in Austin that serves beer and doesn't want you to talk. But this week, there was a video posted, and it was like it went viral. It was, you know, posted by the Draft House. And what happened is a lady was in there, and I'm sure you've probably seen it because it's got like 2 million hits or 2 million views. And that's more than, I mean, my show, I'm guessing right now about 1.5 million people are listening. So it's maybe an even trade-off. But I'm sure that you probably are more familiar with that video than you are with this show. So there you go. But yeah. So the video, this lady gets thrown out of the theater for excessive texting. And the video is she calls the next day, she calls the Draft House and she leaves a message. And the message is kind of funny because she sounds maybe a little drunk. And she's like, you throw me out of your bleep theater like meh. And just complaining about it. And so what the Draft House did is they played her voicemail and they put titles up for the video. And so it's basically just, it's nothing but like a transcript of this voicemail, which is pretty funny. And they play it. And, you know, at the end it says something like, don't text or we'll kick your ass out. And so this video went crazy. And it was on like Anderson Cooper. My parents told me it was on Fox News. Notice I said my parents, not me. I also heard it was on The View and all this stuff. And my Facebook page, like 10 different people I know, like posted the link and they're like, yeah, Draft House, and like shot a gun in the air because there's like an emoticon for that. I mean, I can't tell you what it is right now because emoticons are something that must be experienced with your eyes. And of course, this is the theater of the mind here on radio. That was a bad ugh. Show's already starting out bad. It's a bad show. You know what? Show canceled. Clear Spot coming up next. No. But the show went, or it's not the show. The video, you know, is like super popular. Everyone like loves it. And let me start off by saying that like, I really like the Alamo Draft House. Like it is a great place. It's my favorite place to see a movie, you know, and that's not a co-op endorsement. That's just me saying that. And, full disclosure, they do sign some of my checks from time to time. However, you know, I liked them before that happened. And I still like them after that is finished. But whatever. But I thought this video was kind of a cheap shot, is what I'm going to say. Well, first of all, because, like, texting has, like, never bothered me in a movie theater. Now, granted, I've never been in a theater when someone is texting with, like, their phone on. You know, it's like that, like every time they get a message, like I've never had that experience. But if I see like a light next to me and someone's on their phone, you know, that doesn't bother me all that much, to be honest with you. Because there's a giant light in front of me and it's showing a movie. But you know what? This is the Alamo Draft House. It's their theater, their rules. If they want to do it, that's fine. But the cheap shot part of it is like, so they played this lady's message and then they, like I said, subtitled what she was saying, but they were also spelling what she was saying phonetically, and they did it. And so when she's like, yeah, I'm going to go to a regular theater. And they spelled it out, you know, and as if, you know, as she said it, not how it's spelled, which I feel like that's kind of cheap. Like for instance, if you're doing that to like Sarah Palin or Barack Obama, like, you know, that somebody in the news was like, oh yeah, Just taking a cheap shot at it. They're not like, which, you know, Sarah Palin could, of course, probably fall into a volcano for all I care. But maybe not die. I don't wish death on anyone. Just, you know, the horror that comes with falling into a volcano. She could probably use that. But yeah, and the other thing too is like the sort of like this vilification of like, you know, texters and talkers. Because man, every time you see a movie at the Draft House, they have the promo and it's pretty funny. But then it's like, hey, if you talk at the Draft House, I will kick your ass out. Like that's what they tell, or that's what it says. Like imagine every time you walked into a bar and you're like, hey, bartender, because apparently you're going to like a speakeasy in the 1930s or something. Imagine every time you walked into a bar, the bartender's like, hey, welcome to the bar. Which, of course, is a typical doorman welcome. Excuse me. If he's like, hey, welcome to the bar. If you get drunk and drink too much and cause a scene, I'm going to kick your ass out. Like, imagine every time you walked into a bar, they said that to you every time. I mean, maybe if they changed it to, like, someone talks or whatever. But no, it's like, yeah, you, I'm going to kick your ass out. Kind of weird. But that's the other thing, too. So this lady, they're like, yeah, we kicked her out. Yeah, take that, lady. Like, I kind of wonder if this lady's got a lawsuit on her hands. Like, I'm not encouraging people to sue because, you know, their voicemail was used. And she was, I think, interviewed on local news. She's like, I'm the most hated lady in America, which goes to show this lady probably not too smart. But what is it, Rush? What do you want, Rush?
I said you were going to talk about me if I came in here.
That's right, I am. Trying to do a show here. Pouring my heart out on the radio. Rush, why are you still talking? You're not on mic. No one can hear you. I can put you on mic if you want to be on.
No.
Too late, you're on mic, Rush.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now you're off. Okay, good. Great show, guys. Show's going great. But yeah, like this lady, like, yeah, we got her. Like, yeah, we kicked her out. She's evil. She's probably going to take 101 dogs and make them into a coat. You know? Like that level of, like, super villainy. And then afterwards, like, Tim League, and by the way, me complaining about this, you know, the Draft House still got publicity for it, and like I just said, I like that place, so, you know, good for the Draft House. And I even thought I'd be like, oh, maybe I should like contact the Draft House, because I've met that dude a couple times. It's like, oh, maybe you know, see if he wants to like talk about this on the air. But then I click on CNN.com and he like wrote an article on that website. I was like, probably is too busy to appear on this radio show. Ooh, tugging at the collar. But what was I going to say? Let me see. Draft House, the story about surviving a whale attack. No, that's later in the show. Yes, okay. So yeah, then Tim League posted a video online, and he's like, hey, everybody. You know, we didn't expect this thing to go viral. This is a very nice surprise. You know, a lot of good publicity for the show. It was on Vue and Anderson Cooper, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, you know what, though? I just want to say that apparently a lot of some internet commenters are being really mean to this lady. And she doesn't deserve that. And if I knew who you were, I would kick you out of the theater, too. So he basically came out and he's like, hey, you guys should be nice to this lady, which I thought, like, oh, yeah, that's a nice thought. Maybe if you want people to be nice to a lady, don't post a video of her, like, drunken voicemail and then make fun of her. Like, maybe that's not a good start if you want someone to be nice. It's like, I mean, I kind of appreciate the thought, but, like, the cat's out of the bag and it's already posting comments on the internet. I believe that's the expression, right? Let me check the phone lines. See if anyone is can help me with that expression. Hello? Oh, no. That's not what. Okay, how about this one? Nope. Okay, no. Nobody's calling. All right. Okay. So, yeah. I think that's the expression, and I think we can all agree. Yeah, but also, like, man, internet commenting is, like, complaining about internet commenting, which, by the way, the show does half our episodes are about that. But it's really, like, beating a fire down with, like, a oil-soaked straw broom. Like, you know, it's like complaining about complaining. It's just, it's not good. Because it only breeds, more of guess what? Yeah, that's right. I've just been told by station manager Kim Carson, this is the highest rated broadcast of this show ever. So you know what? We're crushing it today. Good job. Good job, everybody. But yeah, you know, he did that, and I thought that was a little weird. Because there's really sort of, you know, not much you could do after you already made fun of this person. Because, you know what, it's nice. It's nice to be nice to the nice, is an expression that, what's-his-face used, hero of the show, John Worster. Am I glad that the Draft House, like, has, like, the don't talk thing? Yeah, I am, because it's, it is kind of nice. And, man, I'm super glad that you know, you can raise a flag and get someone kicked out. I went to the movie theater. I think I went to go see Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines with my dad, actually. And we were in the theater. And stop me if I've told the story before. No one stop me? All right, I'll keep going. So this guy, like, I guess he was on a date in front of you or something like this. And he was explaining to his date, like, the Terminator mythos. Because I guess she had never seen the Terminator before. And so the movie's playing and he's like, yeah, in the first one, this robot gets sent back in time to kill this lady. And this guy comes also back in time and saves her. And I'm just like, hey, shut up. Shut up, man. Hey, psst. Shh, shh. So I shush him. He doesn't react. And then he goes on Terminator 2. He's like, yeah, in the second one, the robot's like a good guy in this one. And then there's another robot who's like made out of water. And I'm like, hey, shut up. Shut up. Hey, shut up. And he kept talking. And so at some point, I got like, you know, tempers, you know, if it was a cartoon thermometer, you know, it went to the top and made some sort of ding sound. So I got really mad. I go, hey, hey, buddy, hey, like that. And he didn't react. He was completely just like, you know, it's like I didn't say anything. First thought, am I a ghost? After I was like, well, you know what? Not a ghost. Corporeal. I don't want to try and say that word again. Plus, my dad's here. And if we're both ghosts, I don't think that's... I mean, maybe I'm a ghost, sure. But both of us ghosts? I don't know. What if I'm a ghost and my dad just enjoys being haunted by me because I'm his son? That could have been an option. However, it turned out that I was not a ghost. Spoiler alert for the story I was about to tell or currently telling. I guess it's not a spoiler alert. Great show. So we just moved. Like that was the solution. But of course I guess I gotta kill this guy. Dad go buy some lime and some plastic bags and we'll put him in the trunk and then we'll just cut his body up in 6 pieces and we gotta pull out his teeth with some pliers because you know we don't want dental records or something like that. But being able to like raise a flag and have someone else deal with it is like so very nice. Am I still getting Superman in the theaters? Yes. Is that my problem or your problem? That is my problem. But at the same time, like, you know, they just go, I don't know. At a certain point, like, you know, we're not going to, like, chop their heads off and put them on a pike outside the theater. So if I would say anything to the Alamo Drafthouse, why don't you guys take it down a notch? And how long did I spend complaining about that? Little too long. Tell you what, let's take a music break. I'm going to go dunk my head into some water. And it'll be awesome. What do we want to play? Oh, wow, you didn't update, did you? Tell you what, then. Here we are. Okay, so Best Coast. I like them, right? Mm-hmm. So do you. Oh, wait, we got a caller. Jeepers. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to talk about something funny.
What's your name, caller?
Hi, my name is Brad.
Hey, Brad, what are you doing today?
Well, let's see. There's about a 40-second. Let's see. I'm drinking and establishing the chemicals in my brain.
Tell you what, Brad. Sober up. Here's what I want you to do. Do you have a working faucet in your home?
Do I have a working what?
Faucet in your home.
A faucet?
Yeah, failing that, maybe a spigot outside or like a garden hose you could drink out of?
Yeah, I do.
Drink some water, run a couple laps around. Do you live in a house or an apartment?
And then call you. Actually, I got a little trailer.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that's going to be big enough. Is it a big trailer?
No, it's an energy efficient trailer.
Where's your mailbox? How far away?
I haven't got my mailbox key yet. You know, I'm not really very responsible, and nor would I want to be.
I'm not here to judge you, Brad.
I know.
We'll tell you what. Go ahead and go out, drink some water, make sure you hydrate.
Okay.
Let me see, you got a trailer, so I'm going to say do about 20 laps around the trailer, and then once that's done, you can call back into the show.
Okay, how many minutes given time?
I don't know, I'm not going to, you know, have you done this before? I mean, if you have a personal best time that you're trying to beat, otherwise just however long it takes you to do the laps.
You want me to just say the funny thing right now, or can I call back in 10 minutes?
Do the laps.
Okay.
Water, hydrate, then running, and we'll talk to you in a second.
I'll at least drink some water, and I'll call you back in about 10 minutes.
Maybe. All right, bye. Brad, setting the ground rules. Tell me how it's done. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious, Brad. Hey, Best Coast. I don't know if they're working on a new album, or she is. But I do know that they did an iTunes session, and they did a, oh, man, this is a cover by Loretta Lynn, I want to say. Don't quote me on that. This is Fist City, More Mascot Wedding Show. Dispueste. Yeah, show. Ah, that was Best Coast from their iTunes session, Fist City. Which, man, obviously she's talking about punching somebody in the face. But that would have been a cool nickname for Austin. You screwed up, Austin. Live music capital of the world. Boring. Fist City, yeah. That would have been tight. I think everyone can agree about that. Oh, my goodness. What else has been going on? Man, what an awful week, by the way. You know, like, Russell Crowe's like, meh, blah, 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 Jew joke. And then Tracy Morgan turned out to be, I mean, is this really surprising anyone that that guy is, like, super crazy? But, yeah, and then that whole that stupid thing with the senator. Like, if you don't like scum, it was probably not the best week for you in terms of scum news and that kind of thing. Man. Oh, hold on a second. We're trying to figure some stuff out here at KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. Oh, my name is Mac Blake. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, by the way. Did I already say that was Best Coast? If I did, that was Best Coast. Or if I didn't, KOOP, you're on the air.
Hi. Is this the Mascot Wedding Show?
Yeah, this is it. What's your name, caller?
Look, I hate to be a jerk about this. I don't know what's going on at the show today. My God.
Pretty not, great, huh?
It's not very good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, in fact, I'd say it sucks. Are you sick or something? Or are you?
No, I'm in perfect health.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm sorry. What's, what don't you like about the show?
I mean, I don't know. It's, it's just awful. I don't know. It's awful. You're kind of, I mean, I guess maybe it's me, but you're just like droning on about stupid crap. And, like, I don't, you know, talking about that, I think we can all get behind the Alamo Drafthouse for, like, scolding that stupid lady. And you're, like, taking her side and, geez, man, I don't know. I don't know. The show today is lackluster, frankly. It's there's just something really off about it.
Oh, jeepers. Well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm just disappointed.
What are you doing today?
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually just I've taken my dog down to the lake, and afterwards I've got him out in the car while I'm gone in for a few beers, and now I'm headed back home.
Is your dog okay?
Well, he was hot, but I gave him one of the beers, and he's sleeping now.
I don't know if that's the best course of action.
Nah, he loves it.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your dog.
Thank you, don't.
All right, I won't. What's your dog's name?
My dog? His name is Gertrude.
That's a terrible name for a dog. Can I be honest
what?
With you? Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sorry you didn't like the show, but... yeah, have a good day.
I'll try.
All right. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling. Is this the radio show?
This is the radio show.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I had a comment.
Yeah, well, what's your name, caller?
My name's Eric.
Eric, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in a bit on that subject matter you had on about the draft house.
Yes.
You think I might get a chance?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Well, let me see what the host is doing.
Yeah, he's on the phone with somebody right now.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Call back.
Yeah, maybe call back, and then you can be on with the host.
Cheers. Okay.
Okay, appreciate it.
Cheers.
Goodbye. We have fun. Oh, yeah, my call screener, Tim, by the way, also is at the Rod Rally. So, no call screener today. He actually came in. It was, he had on, they obviously are not jorts if they're made out of leather, but that's what he was wearing. Like leather cutoffs with the fringe hanging down, which is weird because you don't expect leather to have fringe, but he kind of, you know, the kind of like leather fringe with like the beads. Like that's what he had on the end of his jorts. And then a Western shirt. So, and he was like, "Hey man, gotta take the day off." I was like, "You're your own boss, Tim. You work your own hours, you know, but, I mean, obviously the 1 hour a week, I'd like you to be here." And he's like, "Sorry, can't do it." KOP, you're on the air.
All right. Okay, so I'm ready now.
What's going on?
Cool. Well, yeah, I thought I had a relevant comment, you know, on the subject matter with that Alamo Draft House.
Shoot, Eric.
Cool. Okay, well, it's kind of a side matter, but I was...
Can you do me a favor, Eric? Could you turn your radio down?
Yes, sir. It's kind of a side issue, but I noticed with that Busted magazine that they sell at the convenience stores.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's pretty lame because they're always insulting people and, you know, really giving people a bad rap, and they haven't even been convicted. You know, it says on there, innocent till proven guilty, but yet they're over there really pretty much banging hard on these people, making them look like fools.
So, you know what? That's actually, that's a pretty good point. Because, I mean, I've seen that thing when I'm buying some Topo Chico or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look at it and I'm like, look at these suckers. Can't do the time, don't do the crime. Like, if you can't appear in the magazine, then you shouldn't have been doing it. But yeah, you're right. They're not necessarily guilty. They just got arrested.
Yeah, there's no crime involved. Sometimes it's like a city ordinance violation, late registration, things like that. You know, people... I haven't done anything to deserve being put on the sheet like that. You know, it's pretty rough.
So let me ask you this. Let's say me and you were hanging out, right?
Go for it.
And we're maybe slamming a few back. And then a guy runs past us and he's dressed all in black, carrying a giant sack with a dollar sign on it.
Yeah.
And he drops it at our feet. And then cops come up and they think me and you robbed the place and they arrest us. Now, we know we're innocent.
Exactly.
But we also know our faces are going to be on that mag or that newspaper.
Exactly.
What kind of face would you make on it?
I try to be as comfortable as possible, I suppose, you know. I understand some of those situations, people look pretty rough, but man, if you've got an expired inspection or something like that, it's, you know, I think you could pretty much maintain a cool posture. So I'd say as long as you're in the clear, you should be looking pretty good.
Do you think they would let me wear a hat while doing it?
No, there's no hats allowed. You can't make any sort of gestures.
No, what if I wanted to wink? Do you think they'd be okay with that?
I think you can get away with that, yeah.
What if I wanted to be drinking something while taking a photo?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't.
No?
Go with that, no.
What about a fake eye patch?
Yeah, I reckon as long as your eye was really missing. You know, I think.
Well, what if it wasn't missing?
Yeah, they confiscate everything you have before they even take that picture.
It's like living in a police state, isn't it?
Well, I'd just say overall, you know, people should have a little bit more respect for each other than to be trapped. They're trying to make some money off of people's bad, you know, bad situations like that.
Eric, I got two words for you. You know what those words are?
I'm ready.
Good guess, but it's public office.
Public office.
Strongly consider it, my man.
It's pretty badass when you see somebody from a public office show up in that Busted magazine.
Or I was going to say you should consider running.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I don't think I'd make it, though, man.
Oh, how come? Troubled past?
Nah, I just, you know, that's it gets pretty crowded on the way up like that. You know, I don't know. You got to be just the right person, I suppose, especially here in Austin.
That's true. A lot of haters, too.
Hey, I reckon. You got to fit the profile just right.
That's true as well. Well, I tell you what, Eric, you have yourself a good day.
You too, boss.
Thanks for calling in.
Ladies.
I like how Eric called me boss, by the way. Appreciate that. About time somebody did. Am I right? Yep, for sure. Oh, man. I like this show sometimes. Other times it makes me crazy. Yeah, good show. By the way, next week on the show... Oh, hold on, we got another call. I'll save that preview for later. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just calling. I was going to agree with your caller earlier about the show kind of sucks today.
Oh, really? What's your name, caller?
I'm John.
Hey, John, what's the problem with it?
Not much. You rambled for a really long time about the Alamo Drafthouse thing.
Kind of. What were the trademarks of my rambling?
Well, I mean, I disagreed with it, but you have a right to your opinion.
Oh, well, then what did you disagree about?
Well, I think the Alamo has the right to turn away or post videos as much as they want.
Oh, I didn't say they didn't.
Well, you were saying they were wrong in doing it.
I just said it was a cheap shot.
Yeah, I disagree.
All right, well, awesome.
All right.
Duly noted.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, play some music or something.
Oh, okay, guess what? I won't. Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah,
never listen to the show again. Why don't you try that?
I might.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day. Guy obviously likes the show, though. Oh, yeah, you're rambling. Oh, you're rambling on. Yeah, guess what? You listened to the entire thing. Oh, I hate the show. Yeah, well, you hear me talk for about 25 minutes on it. You obviously hate it. Hate it so much. Ah, Marone, am I right? Can I get away with saying that? I'm not Italian. By any stretch. Hold on, here we go. So we got a tweet at the show. And it says, caller on Mascot Wedding totally just stole Michael Priest's thoughts regarding Busted Magazine. Oh. If those are Michael Priest's thoughts on Busted Magazine, I apologize. I don't want to take that guy. Well, someone else is asking me a question here. But they tweeted at Co-op about it. I know this is really exciting listening to my phone load Twitter page. Giles is in the studio all of a sudden. Oh, this person has a question for me or David. And it says, do we do stand-up or improv? And the answer is, I'll tweet at you later about that. How's it going, Giles?
Pretty good.
Giles is in the studio. Messing around with stuff. Making the show better. In theory. Shrug. Hey, Giles. Come here for a second. Hop on microphone two real quick. Hey, Giles. You're a sketchy character, right?
Very sketchy.
Yeah. If you got arrested and you knew you were going to be on Busted Magazine, what kind of face would you make?
Am I going to beat the rap?
Well, I don't know. Are you innocent or guilty?
Well, it's your question.
Well, I'm not in control of your actions, Giles.
What kind of face would I make? Well, you know...
Let's say you're innocent.
No,
I know it's a stretch of the imagination that there's a crime you didn't commit.
I would give it the glamour eye.
The glamour eye?
Yeah, I'd do Frank Sinatra style, you know, like 1940s style photo. Like, give it the, you know, like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay. Will they let you do that?
Who is the guy that gave the peace sign, you know, from Easy Rider? What's his name?
The guy who's in Easy Rider? Yeah. Nicolas Cage.
No, the other guy.
Oh, Donald Logue. Christofferson.
Yeah, he was like, hey, what's going on? I'm getting arrested.
That's true.
I think they'd let you do the glamour eye.
All right. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, because it's going to surface again. So.
Yeah, good one, Giles. All right. Jerkface Giles, everybody. Is it okay if I call you that in public?
You can.
You say on the radio?
I say Giles, the avant gardener.
Oh, okay.
But Jerkface Giles is better.
Hey, that's how I was introduced to you.
I think it works better for your audience.
Oh, come on. My audience hates this show. Rambling on. You know what though, that guy who called in, I was guilty. I was rambling out of control. Anyway, I still like that he called in to tell me the show sucked. That was always nice. Well, tell you what, folks, I think I smell a home stretch coming on. But before we get to it, let's play some more music. So look, first of all, I admitted that I was rambling, and now I'm gonna play some more music. That guy won. He beat me. It's a battle of wills, and I came up wanting. Not good. Let me see. What did I want to play? Oh, man. Guess who's got a new album out? Colts. You may already know this because I've been playing it like crazy. But it is really good, and I already played some tracks off it, but guess what? Here's another one. I believe this one is called... you know what I mean. That is the track. So off of their self-titled debut, this is Colts, More Mascot Wedding Show, coming up. Yep. You're not hearing the typical Mascot Wedding theme music because, of course, David had it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake. My usual co-host, David Hatta, is riding a motorcycle right now, which he always does this time of year. And we just heard Colts from their self-titled debut. That was You Know What I Mean. Good stuff from the Colts. I'm enjoying that album immensely. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like buying like albums like three at a time. But it seems like that's what I do these days. Like I'll go to a record store. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I bet you can guess. And I go down there and like I'll buy like four albums at a time. And then I feel like no one album gets that attention. Because, man, when I was a kid, I'd like buy an album, sit there with my headphones on, and like read the liner notes along to it. Now I just like play it in my car. I have no idea what any song is called until it's an hour before the radio show. And then I'm like, oh, buddy. Guess I got to pick out some music. But if you want to call in or tweet at us, the phone number is 472-5667. Or we are at Mascot Wedding on Twitter. So far, only two tweets today. Oh, depressing. Is it depressing? I don't know. Man, I got some more stuff to talk about. Ah, jeepers. As soon as I said that, of course, phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to speak to whoever's in charge of this garbage.
I'm sorry, you're on the radio right now.
Oh, I am. Then it's you.
Yeah, this is Mac. I'm the host.
Oh, hi, Mac. My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was just curious.
What can I do for you, Joe?
What was that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your turn.
Well, I was just wondering if the radio station got sold to Nerds and Hobos.
No, I believe it's still a community-owned station.
Okay, well, what's wrong with it? I mean, specifically in the last half hour, your show.
Uh-huh. Not liking how it's going, huh? Huh, Joe?
No. It's pretty awful.
What don't you like about it?
Well, I mean, your droning voice kind of puts me to sleep. The topics have been really awful. I mean, attacking the draft house. I know other callers have covered that, but it's really bad.
Why didn't you like that?
Really? Well, I mean, we all love the draft house.
Sure, I said I do too.
Yeah, but you were kind of going on the attack. I don't know what you have against those guys, but you were really giving it to them.
Oh, I was, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Joe, what would you rather hear instead?
I don't know. Is there anyone else that's outside of the radio station that could just take over the next few minutes?
You know, I don't think I'm going to let that happen. I mean, I probably, you're going to be stuck with me for at least the next 10 minutes or so.
Well, here's the other option is dead air, because I'd rather listen to that, to be honest.
You know, you could always just turn off the radio and listen to dead air.
Actually, I can't. I can't turn off my radio.
Is it stuck on?
It's the darndest thing it is.
Is it? And it's, let me guess, it's stuck so you can't tune it to another station?
Exactly.
So you're driving right now?
No, I'm not driving. I'm in my room.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just assumed it was
Dad
a car radio.
Dad doesn't let me out.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Oh, Dad doesn't let me out.
Dad doesn't let you out, huh?
No.
Okay. Hey, tell you what,
anyway,
Joe. Yeah?
Yes?
I was
just going to say have a great day.
Okay, I will. Maybe call back later on. I might want to talk to you again.
Okay, sure.
Okay, all right. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Andrew. I just wanted to chime in on kind of what's going on today.
Yeah, what can I do for you, Andrew? You're on the air, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, at least somebody competent is. Your show is really awful today.
Is it?
Yeah. Where is David?
David is at the Ride on Texas rally.
Can you call him? Can he come in? Is it too late?
It is. It's probably too late at this point.
God.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know about you. I like the articles that tell me about comic books and that they're, you know, worth reading. Personally, I never would have known that DC Comics is putting out some new stuff these days. And it's really, quite edgy.
What kind of phone are you calling on, Andrew?
What kind of a phone?
Yeah. Does it have a little like dial that sort of rotates, and you kind of like have to drag a number around a circle?
Are you talking about a rotary phone?
Your connection's not the best.
My connection?
Yeah. Actually, you're sounding better now.
Sir, how dare you?
So you've been listening to the show since the beginning, huh? The entire hour?
Yes.
But still not going so well.
Well, I'm being held prisoner.
Oh, my gosh. For reals?
Mentally.
Oh.
Your show.
I see that. That was well done, sir. Well done.
That's right.
You set me up nicely on that. I floated in the air like a volleyball, and then you spiked me right down.
I'm waiting in the car for my dad to get out of the grocery store.
Can I ask you a question, Andrew?
Yes.
How old are you?
I am 35.
So that's nice of you, I guess, taking your dad to the grocery store. You gonna drive him home afterwards?
Yes, I am. We went boating today. It was rather pleasant. He caught a largemouth bass. This is not relevant. I would like the show to improve, sir.
Well, what are some suggestions? Some suggestions. How can I improve the show besides pronouncing things right?
I guess my favorite things about radio shows are things like if you had a soundboard that you could occasionally put like a funny sound over when somebody was talking.
Any suggestions there? I mean, you like. What do you like, like a falling down? Flatulence? Sure.
I don't like that term, but flatulence, yes, is good.
When would you use it?
When?
Yes.
Well, I suppose anytime somebody was starting to talk about, you know, maybe like who had won on America's Got Talent that I watched with my dad. Or maybe like there was this one time on Two and a Half Men where Charlie, he said this thing about this woman's chest. Oh man.
Well, tell you what, let's give it a try.
Okay.
So I'm going to start talking.
All right.
And then you, at a moment you deem most entertaining,
okay,
go ahead and give me some fake flatulence. Are you capable of that?
Yes, I'll try it.
Okay.
Fun. I feel like a regular G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And here we go. All right. Oh, so we're almost out of time here on the Mascot Wedding Show. Yeah, as I was saying, by the way, next week, we are either going to have on the show the biggest guest we've ever had, or I will tell a story about how an interview with the biggest guest we didn't have fell through. So... either way, cough. Oh, there's a cough button on this thing. Dang it. Poor board hygiene. If someone out there is currently reviewing the show, if there's a peer reviewer, you can go ahead and give me a 3 for that. 3 out of 5. What? A 2? What? I demand at least a 3. I'll take it up with the board. But tell you what, Clear Spot is coming up next, and it looks like they have not one, but 2 bands, and they are diligently practicing in there. Some guy looks like he's playing drums on his knees. Poor kid, can't even afford a drum. Just got to play drums on his knees, beating the knees with the sticks. It's a tough world out there for musicians. Sure, I wish radio stations would play music. I would hear if I could. But of course I can't. Not allowed. Or I am allowed. Boing. Uh-oh. So, folks, let us leave the show here with some Wolf Parade. But before I play that... hey, folks, for more information about various night gigs and side projects and podcasts of the show, you may visit mascotwedding.com. We are also on iTunes, if that's your fancy. Anything else, Giles? Giles has covered it.
I got bootlegs in the parking lot.
Oh, sweet, yes. And, of course, with every episode of the show, we're going to be mailing it to ourselves for copyright purposes. But yeah, stay tuned for the Clear Spot coming up next. And we're going to leave with, like I said, some Wolf Parade off of there. Oh, you couldn't be helpful, could you, iPad? Man, talk about first world problems. Oh, my iPad's not really doing what I want it to do. How's it like stepping on a landmine, getting your foot blown off? Oh, my iPad. iPad's kind of acting up. All right. But this is Wolf Raid with This Heart's on Fire off their album Apologies to Queen Mary. We'll return next week, and David will be back, so you guys can praise whatever God you believe in. Goodbye, Mac. That's me. Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot coming up next.